In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. I'm reading from Luke, the 7th chapter, the 24th verse. "And when messengers of John had been sent and left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress in luxurious garments are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one of whom the scripture says, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way.' I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. And all the people who listened, including tax collectors, they were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and the scholars of the law, who were not baptized by John, rejected the plan of God for themselves. Then to what shall I compare the people of this generation?" Jesus said. "What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace, and they call to one another. 'We played a flute for you, and you didn't dance. We sang a dirge for you, but you didn't weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said he was possessed with a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." Can I just say this right now? We cannot please people. We cannot please people. Jesus could not please people, okay? Jesus could not please people. You know, there he was in the midst of all the people. He was preaching and healing and delivering and loving people, you know, so wonderfully. But yet they were critical of Jesus, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were critical of Jesus because he ate and drank with sinners, because he didn't fast as they thought he should fast. But then again, John the Baptist didn't come eating and drinking, and they said he had a demon. You cannot please people. People will always be critical. So therefore, if you're not going to please people, you need to please two people. You need to please God, and you need to please yourself. Everyone else really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? You don't go out to please people. You don't put your finger up in the air and say, "How are people thinking today?" You say what you need to say. You be what you need to be. And you just do what you need to do. You cannot please people. Some people will love you and some people will hate you. That's my life. Some people love me and some people hate me. There are very few people on the fence. Some people love me and some people hate me. Some people, you know, would even hope that I'm not even around. You know, I know that. But you want to know what? I'm going to be around in the name of Jesus, because you know why? Because the Lord promised I was going to be around. So you know what? You got to put up with me. I'm going to be preaching like this until I stop breathing. And even after I stop breathing, by the grace of God, I'll have my CDs on. You know why? Because God's given me a gift and I'm going to keep on preaching. I'm going to keep on telling people that, you know what? It's not about what people think. It's not about what the bishop thinks. It's not about what the parishioners think. It's not about what my brother thinks. It's not about what my mother thought. It's about what Jesus thinks. That's what it's about. There's a freedom in that, and you've got to do what you've got to do. But I tell you, there's also pain in that, because when you do what you've got to do, there are a lot of people who will fall away, a lot of people who will be critical, a lot of people who will point the finger, but you still need to do what you need to do. You have to be God's person. God's person, the person that Jesus called you to be. I tell you, I get so much satisfaction in one thing, that the Lord trusts me. I get satisfaction in that. You know, that God will send me to people, and that if he sends me to these people, he shows me that he trusts me. It's the greatest gift that God has given me, that he trusts me. that he trusts me, that I can be trusted. This is a great gift that the Lord has given me, that he has watched me over the years, and he can trust me. That's a great gift. And that I have his favor. I have his favor. I'm not telling you I'm perfect. I'm not telling you I'm the brightest star in the sky. But I am telling you that the Lord is able to trust me. He knows that when I do something, you know, I want to do it and I want to pour myself out to people. I want God to be glorified. I want Jesus to be glorified. And I also want the people to be blessed. He knows that. He knows that. He also knows I go the extra mile. And you know what? Not many people go the extra mile. Because when you're dealing with God's people, I'm telling you, it's greatness. You're dealing with greatness. You're dealing with greatness. And again, some people are going to love what you do, and some people are going to hate what you do. But it doesn't matter what people think. It matters what the Lord thinks. It matters that you have set your hand on the plow, and you're not turning back. Now, it takes a man or a woman to really not care. Now, let me tell you the truth. I cannot tell you I don't care, because that would be a lie. But I'm not going to let it influence me. I do care. I do care when I'm rejected, but I'm not going to let it influence me. Do you understand me? I do care when people say that I'm this or I'm that. Of course I care. I'm a human being. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to influence me. It's not. I'm going to continue to do what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not going to influence me. It's not going to influence me, because I have been mandated by the kingdom of God to do what God is calling me to do. And I'm so grateful that I have this mandate. I'm so grateful that the Lord has chosen me. But you see, I'm just one of the people he's chosen. I tell you, the people that come around us, and they get the anointing, and they get chosen, and they start doing great things because the anointing is there. It's not about me. It's about the anointing. It's about what God is giving. It's about the power of God. They come around me, and it's not me, but what God has given me. And they get what I have, and some of them get it greater than I have it. And isn't that wonderful? It's that anointing. It's that anointing. I want to be where the anointing is. I want to be where the presence of God is. I want to be where the power of God is. I want to be where God is at work. For the God that we serve is not the God who sits in a rocking chair wondering about us. He is the God who moves. He is the God who acts. He is the God who does things. The last verse of the book of St. John, the Gospel of John, says this: there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. I'm telling you, I want to be where Jesus is doing things. I want to be where the power of God is. I want to be where the grace of God is. I want to be open to people, to bring life to people. That's where I want to be. You know, I have people coming to me that are drug addicts. I have people coming to me that are alcoholics. I tell you, I'm not a drug addict. I tell you, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a food addict. You want to know what I am? I love to eat. But the point of the matter is, when they come to me, I do not look down at them, because you know what? I cannot look down on anybody. I have to only look across, because I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like everybody else. But I know the power of God. I know the power of God. I know that God can deliver them if they want to walk in the shoes of Jesus Christ. I know that God can bring them life if they want to walk and live the life of the Spirit of God. I know that. I've seen it. I've seen it happen. We have Jimmy the Roofer. You know, why do you think I advertise Jimmy the Roofer? First of all, he's the best. Second of all, he's a Christian, and the demonic spirits jumped out of him when I prayed over him. And he's become a new man, a brand new man, a man who loves God and loves people and does and goes the extra mile. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I attract people like that. But I'm going to tell you, most people don't like to attract people like that. You know why? We like to be seen with the rich and the famous. We like to be seen with the pretty people. We like to be seen with the handsome men. We like to be seen with people that have money. But I'm telling you, those are not the people that Jesus was seen with. He was seen with the broken, the poor, the needy. On Sunday, he said in the liturgy, when you have a dinner, you invite the poor, the broken, the lame, the blind, and the reprobate, because they will not be able to pay you back. That's what he said. That should be the people around your table, the poor, the broken, the reprobate, because they will not be able to pay you back. Now I'm going to pour out my heart to you. It happened several months ago, and I was serving dinner to the people. And after I went to had served dinner to the people on a Sunday, I went up and I was sad. And I said, Lord, I have around my table the poor, the broken, the needy, the ones nobody wants. I was sad, imagine. And Jesus said, you should be glad because those are the people I associated with. You should be glad because those are the people I told you to invite, because they can't invite you back. I tell you the truth, that day I was sad, okay? That day I was sad. I said, Lord, can there be not one bright, shining star? I'm honest with you, okay? I'm honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. Why should I lie to you? But you know, these are the people that Jesus has around his table. And when you have a reception, he says, you go invite those kind of people because they can't invite you back. But we don't live like that as Christians, do we? Let's take Billy Graham. Let's take Uncle Benny Hinn. Let's take Mother Angelica. When they are panning the audience, who are they panning? All the beautiful people. We're not going to see the people with no teeth, okay? We're not going to see the people dressed in rags. If Francis of Assisi was there, that would be the last person they'd show, if you know what I'm saying, because he would have been a man in rags. You see, our television stuff, Catholic, Christian, has taken on the form of the world. When Jesus says, when you invite the reprobate, the broken, the needy, the blind, the poor. That's the people I want you to invite. And yet that's who he invited. After Matthew was converted, you know what happened? He had a big party, a big reception, and there they all were, all the sinners of the town. Isn't that wonderful? And all the Pharisees, you know, ooh, he's eating with sinners. We thought he was a prophet. And then the woman comes in at another time at Simon the leper's house and starts to bathe his feet with oil. Ooh, do they not know that she's a woman of the streets? What kind of a prophet is he? Let me just tell you this. Jesus is the prophet. Jesus is the prophet. And he is the glorious king. And still he invites those people that nobody else wants. That's why the great thing about Jesus is that no one is rejected. No one is rejected. No one is rejected. No one is rejected. He's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He's come to grace us. He's come to accept the people that nobody else wants. And you know what? That's why I've been chosen. Yeah, I was the booby prize that nobody else wanted. But you know what? I found someone who wanted me, and his name is Jesus Christ. I was the booby prize that when it came to playing games, I was the last person they chose. But you know what? When it came to Jesus Christ, I was the first person that he chose. Isn't that wonderful? I was the booby prize that people did not want to be around because they would poke fun of me. That's something. But when it came to Jesus Christ, he said, I will exalt you and I will raise you up. I will raise you up. That's who Jesus is. You see what I'm saying? It's a different kingdom. You might be one of the booby prizes of the world, but yet you can be used so powerfully by the King of Glory. You can be used so powerfully by the King of Glory. He will never reject you. You know, the reprobate, the broken, the blind, the needy, those that can't even make it through the day, those are the ones he chooses. For St. Paul tells us that he chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. That St. Paul tells us that he will preach the weakness of God, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. That he will do signs and wonders through the power of the cross and resurrection. And he will preach Christ and him crucified, so that people would know that in Christ and in his cross is salvation, is healing, and that we find a refuge under the shadow of the cross of Jesus Christ. That people that are booby prizes find a refuge under the shadow of the cross that is Jesus Christ. For no more are we booby prizes, let me tell you, because you know what? Because the Lord has chosen us, and he is the best one. He has chosen us. He is the best one. Listen, every other Saturday, I go to that Spanish community at St. Joseph's in Somerville. And let me just tell you, the people there are glorious. The people there are magnificent. They are broken little people. Only God knows what they have been through. But I'm going to tell you, the praise there is the most glorious praise that you would ever want to hear. The power there is so real because they have decided to worship God in their brokenness. God heals them. Jesus heals them. Jesus uses them. Jesus sends them out. I'm going to tell you, this little group of people, that about 200, 300 people on Saturday evenings at about 7:30, they please God with their praise, and though nobody else would think that they were great, Jesus Christ thinks they're the best. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus Christ thinks they're the best. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus Christ thinks they're the best. Isn't that wonderful? You know what I'm saying? They would not be the ones that even the church would choose. You know why? They don't have much. They don't have much. They don't have much. But I'm telling you, they've got something. Something that most people don't have, these little Spanish people. They've got faith to move mountains. They've got love in their hearts. They've got worship in their hearts. They will sing the praises of God all night if you let them. They will not stop. They will continue to worship God. The power of God will fall. I tell you, if I was in that parish, I would be there with those people at every opportunity, because you know what? I would not only have something to give them, but they have something to give me. It's a powerful, powerful group of young people. And only God knows their heartaches. Only God knows their pain. Only God knows that these are the people that would be called reprobates to the world. But to God, they are lights. To God, they are salt. To God, they are on a mountain bringing light into the darkness. Because they're filled with Jesus Christ, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, they've been rejected by the world, but not by the Lord. Because the Lord has a different standard. The Lord has a different standard than the world. Let me tell you that. The Lord has a different standard than the world. The world standard is, you know, the beautiful, the wonderful, the bright, the handsome. Oh, those that are so, they know things, you know. The Lord's standard is, I go after the runt of the litter. I go after those people that are broken. I go after those people that are in need of salvation. I go after those people that know who they are, and I never will reject them. Am I talking about you? Then you've got to give yourself to Jesus, okay? If I'm talking about you, you've got to give yourself to Jesus. He won't reject you. He won't reject you. He won't reject you. He won't reject you. He's wonderful. And he's got plans for your life. Do you understand that? He's got plans for your life. Father, pour out your spirit upon these people that don't think much about themselves. Raise them up to a dignity in Jesus. That, my Lord, they're going to be scared of who they are, but they're going to always know that it all comes from you. I thank you, Lord, that it says in the book of letter to the Corinthians, when you were chosen by God, none of you were great. None of you had a high standard. But God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. That's right. He still does that, you know. So, Lord, bless these people and put them in a place where they're going to serve. Put them in a place where they're going to be influential through their prayer. Put them in a place. Come on, I need your prayers. You people that think you have nothing to give, you stop praying for Father Tom. You stop praying for me that God would use me in mighty ways, that I would become more humble, that I would become more loving, that I would become more filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, you've got nothing to do, then you start praying for Father Tom. He's in desperate need of your prayers. Okay. God won't reject you. Jesus won't reject you. He says this, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. No one who comes to me will I ever reject." Let me just tell you this. Tonight, we are going to be at St. Thomas Seminary in Bloomfield, Connecticut, 7:30. Last night, we had a great meeting. It was filled with praise. We saw many healings. Many healings. The Lord just was doing things. It's wonderful. Tonight's going to be better. 7:30, St. Thomas Seminary. That's in Bloomfield, Connecticut. If you're not registered, you come tonight. You can register tonight. So why don't you come? You know, you say, you know, and nothing happens in my life. Why don't you come tonight? 7:30, Bloomfield, Connecticut. People that are in Springfield, people that are in Hartford, you're very close to this place. You're very close to this place. It took us over 2 hours to get here. So, you know what? We came. Why can't you come? Tonight, 7:30, St. Thomas Seminary. Come, 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 come. We're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Okay, let me also tell you this. Not only are we going to praise God, we're going to see God heal the sick tonight in Jesus' mighty name. The 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to be there. We're going to be having the Warrior of Worship experience. Warriors of Worship. And you know, it's wonderful. This will be our fourth Warrior of Worship conference. But it's more than a conference. It's a time to worship God. So, if you're interested, you know the people in Phoenix, Arizona, the people near Phoenix, Arizona. Why don't you come? Why don't you get off your rocking chair and start doing something, okay? Start doing something. Get a new lease on life. Get a new anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let God come and do something new. So this is the number to call. Warriors of Worship, okay? First of all, on the Internet, it's Catholic Wow. CatholicWow.org. CatholicWow.org. The telephone to call is 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. That's the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. It's done in Phoenix, Arizona. It will be held at Grace Inn. You're welcome to come. This is something that, you know, we're making available to the people who listen to me in Arizona, as well as people from Massachusetts coming. Lots of people from Massachusetts coming because they know that this conference is wonderful. CatholicWow.org. CatholicWow.org. CatholicWow.org, CatholicWow.org, CatholicWow.org. Okay, and also, I do need to hear from people, because you know what, we're about $12,000 in debt, and I need to hear from people so that we can pay really make up for the summer bills that we didn't get in the mail, and that's so important, because you know why? I can't be on these stations unless we pay them. You know, no one's going to have Father Tom on because he's the best of the best, because I'm not. They're going to have me on because we're paying our bills. So if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And you know what? I hope we don't get Hurricane Earl or whatever his name is. But if it starts pouring and raining, you're going to know that your roof's going to be leaking and you're going to need Jimmy. Jimmy the what? Jimmy the roofer. He just did something in Fitchburg at a friend of mine's, and the price that he paid, my gosh. I said, Jimmy, next time you've really got to raise the prices. This is not fair to you. This is not fair to your family. This is ridiculous. for all you do. You know, you've got to raise your prices because his prices are so dirt cheap. But I'm going to tell you, even if he raises his prices, they're still going to be dirt cheap as compared to other people. And he does the best job. His telephone number is 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And again, help us for in-season and out-of-season. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And tonight I'm going to be at the St. Thomas Seminary in Bloomfield, Connecticut. St. Thomas Seminary in Bloomfield, Connecticut at 7:30. It's our last night. Come and join us. Please, just get off your rocking chair and just come. It's going to be great. St. Thomas Seminary, Bloomfield, Connecticut. What else do I have to say? Today we're going to be having worship at the Holy Rosary at 4 o'clock. Today is September 1st. You want to join the people in worship? Just come and praise God and bring the anointing to Holy Rosary. And remember, our church is worth traveling to. You want to know why? Because the gospel's preached and we celebrate the liturgy with great, great love. So you come. You come either Saturday night, 5:30, and there's a healing service afterwards, or Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. You come. You come. We're looking for people to come and worship. We're looking for worshipers. We're looking for people who will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You come, and you be blessed. Because you know what? That's what church is all about. That we would leave filled with God so that we can bring the Spirit of God to other people. May Jesus Christ be praised. May his name be praised both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to the setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, Lord, bless your people. Bless your inheritance. Fill them with joy. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.